Good morning. We're learning Hilchos Chai Olam Klal Hei, Hilchos Brachos and Tfilas, and we're looking at Simon Chaf Hei. Ksiv Yimalei Pi Sehilo Sechel. The pasuk says that my mouth should be full of your praise. So Chazal understand that to mean V'chein Osel Lavorach Kishiyesh B'Dabar B'Fi. A person should not make a bracha with something in his mouth. So we want the whole mouth to be full with praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if a person has something in their mouth, they can make a bracha. One exception will be, let's say a person puts food in his mouth and he doesn't without making a bracha. He realizes after he put the food in his mouth, he did not make a bracha. So what should he do? So in the case where it is it's going to be considered repulsive to spit it out, so he should move the food to the side of his mouth, not swallow it, then move it to the side of his mouth and make the bracha, and then swallow it. See, here we have an exception to the rule of Yimalei Pi Sehilo Secho, because we're going to allow him to say the bracha while the food is in his mouth, off to the side, rather than spitting the food out and then making it repulsive and then losing the usage of that food, it'd be the Bal Tashkes. But otherwise, we have a general rule, a person should not have something in their mouth when they're making a bracha. Let's say a person has a different issue, his mouth is full of saliva, and he feels a need to spit it out. They, in general, would use the process of spitting out as opposed to swallowing. So now we have a different issue. So what should he do? So, should he leave it in his mouth? Should he spit it out after the bracha or before the bracha? So he should not leave it in his mouth. He should not spit it out, obviously, then after the bracha. He should spit it out beforehand. Yorek mikadim shevorech. So that's for two reasons. One, because his mouth should be full, not have the saliva in it. Full of praise of Hashem without the saliva. And the second issue is, it would not be a derech eretz to the bracha, to make the bracha and then go spit, which can be interpreted as like saying, this is not significant. So he first clears out his mouth, and then he says the bracha, and then goes straight from the bracha into the mitzvah or the chila, whatever it is. So you can imagine when they lived in a cold climate, and putting on the they would wear sweaters and layers, etc., putting on the tefillin shayad, so you'd have to take all of the layers and push it up your sleeve. They would push back down. So he wants to make sure the tefillin is put in the right place. So he wants to hold the sleeve a little bit further up. So can't use the hand that it's on. That doesn't reach backwards in that direction. Can't use the hand which is used for tying the tefillin because that's being used for tying the tefillin. So he came up with a great idea. Let's stick it in my mouth and I'll hold it pulled up towards the top of the shoulder with holding in my mouth. So make them, and then you have to make a bracha on the tefillin shayad. For Ashkenazim, we make a bracha on the tefillin shayad. So how can you make the bracha on the tefillin shayad while you have the stuff in your mouth? The answer is you can't. It's bidi habit, it works. But the chachila, a person should not do that. So a person who would be doing that would need to remove it from his mouth and say the bracha properly, and then put it back and address the problem in that way. A person has to be careful. So, it's by doing that they're saying the bracha with the cloth of the sleeve in their mouth. They're doing something which is improper to do. It's also to do. That person has to be aware and be careful with this issue. Okay, have a good morning.